Joining me on the phone, we have Dr. Sarah Geegan and also Mary McDonald from UK Healthcare, which is providing an accessible, potentially life-saving suicide prevention tool. So, ladies, if you could tell us a little bit about yourselves and your involvement with UK.
Sure, and thank you so much for having us. My name is Sarah Geegan. I am an assistant professor in the Department of Integrated Strategic Communication at the University of Kentucky. And my research focuses on public health communications, specifically in the mental health space.
Yeah. And I am Mary McDonald. I am a school psychology doctoral student in the Department of Educational Counseling and School Psychology at University of Kentucky. And my research focuses on suicide prevention and mental health resiliency in the farming community.
Well, this is really a prevalent problem in our society, so it's an important program that you guys are involved in. Tell us more about it and how folks can get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So the program that we're going to talk to you about today is called QPR. It stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. And I'll let Mary discuss the details of it. But what's important here is that many people don't realize that suicide is the second leading cause of death in Kentucky among individuals 10 to 34. And there's a large group of people across the state and at UK and at UK Healthcare trying to change that statistic. So we are offering a free online training. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes. It's completely free, thanks to UK Healthcare, that allows people to think through and learn how they might intervene if somebody that they love is in danger. And so, Mary, do you want to talk about what QPR is?
Yeah, so QPR is an intervention that teaches anyone. You don't have to be a professional. It's for the wide community, anyone in Kentucky, to learn what the warning signs are if someone might be thinking about suicide. And then it gives you really specific tools. It gives you look for clues, and then it gives you tools to talk to someone when you're worried in general about them, but it gives you tools to ask the really hard questions and then also places to refer them to in case they really, really need help right now, or ways to check in on them and help them keep themselves safe. And it's really, really useful. And I have personally taken it, and I know that a lot of people in my sphere have taken it, and I can't recommend it enough because it doesn't take very long. And especially in Kentucky, where we are a very rural state, having people in your community who are able to have these conversations can really save a life.
And I think that, you know, a lot of times the starting that conversation with someone, if you're worried about their mental health, can be really scary. And what we hear from a lot of people is they don't really know what to do, you know, if they do become concerned about someone. So kind of the central theme when we're talking about these efforts is to ask people, you know, if someone that you love was struggling, you know, was feeling hopelessness or was maybe even thinking about suicide, you know, would you know how to help them? And for the most part, the answer to that question is no. And nobody should feel ashamed of that. There's, you know, in our society, there's a real difference between how we view physical health and mental health. But this training is a place to change the answer to that question, again, through learning how to recognize warning signs, you know, sort of prompts for how you might begin what otherwise would feel like a really daunting or uncomfortable conversation. And then, as Mary said, you know, that training will give you resources that you can send people to.
All right. So how can someone get signed up to take this course?
Yeah, so it is available, like I said, for free at ukhealthcare.com/QPR. And like I said, you can go there. It's sort of a video-based training. There's some quizzes that you take throughout. And at the end, you get a certificate. So, you know, some people have used it in terms of professional development, if there's so many certifications they need to receive for their job or things like that. So it provides an official documentation that you've completed it.
That would be something we should all take. It's an important subject right now in our world. I was going to say our society, but the world. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes when we talk about it, we compare it to CPR. Mm-hmm. So, you know, almost everyone has heard of CPR, right? Usually we'll ask, you know, who's here heard of it? And almost everyone will raise their hand, right? It's very common. So we like to think about QPR as CPR for the mind. You know, the whole premise of CPR is that if you notice somebody's in pain, you notice somebody's in danger, you have the tools to intervene. And that's exactly what QPR is, right? It's just a mental crisis as opposed to a physical one.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Anything else, ladies, before we move on?
Mary, did you want to talk about your QPR for farmers?
Yeah, so with my project, we've actually developed a little bit of an addition to QPR. So if you live in a farming community, farmers have all these wonderful protective factors, like a close-knit family and community, and they are really resilient and they're problem solvers, but also farming can be really, really difficult, and we've seen that there are some very specific things that we need to address in farming communities with community helpers. So we, with my project, which is called Building Bridges to Farmer Mental Health, have developed a little addendum to QPR that we are working on making accessible online, but right now we can do it in person. And it's just about starting a conversation in your community about farmer mental health and learning about mental health in general. But it is part of, we do in-person QPR instead of the UK Healthcare Online. So it's just a really interesting little addition, because farm stress is something that I don't think people really realize is a huge issue for our farmers. But they can bounce back, and we can support them because they feed the world, you know?
Okay. How can they access information on that?
You can go to ukprevent.com, and there is a farmer mental health page. I don't have that URL up, but normally do.
But if they go to the Prevent website, they can navigate.
Yes, they'll be able to find it through the Prevent Community Engaged Alliance, which is where Building Bridges is technically, like, we all work together to try to serve Kentucky's mission of advancing Kentucky.
Great. All right. Anything else, ladies?
Nope. I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for the work that you're doing in this important program or programs, I should say. And go to the website ukhealthcare.com/QPR or ukprevent.com and get more information and get involved. Thanks again.
And thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
And if there's any additions or updates that you'd like on the air, we're always here for you.
We will sure let you know.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, that's Dr. Sarah Gigan and Mary McDonald from UK Healthcare.